flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Friday, January 31st, 2025. Good morning, Producer Dan.
Good morning.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm much better now that you played that song and I remembered it's payday. Immediately checked my Bank of America app. I was like, oh, it's the Good Friday.
Kennedy is getting settled in the studios in New York. We're just having a few technical things we got to get finished working out. She should be joining us here in just a little bit. In fact, she's texting right now. I'm not even going to look at it. We'll go back. She'll be on with us here in just a few minutes as soon as we get everything fixed up.
Yeah, I saw her out and about last night. She posted a picture with all the girls.
Yeah, and it was she was out kind of late. Oh, wait, she hears us. Let's see. Kennedy, are you there? Checkity, check, check, check. Nope.
Nothing like testing it live, baby.
Hey, you know, it's the way the live radio works. We're actually here. We're not robots. We're not pre-recorded. We're not piped in from some other city. We were actually here trying to make this happen.
Not yet, anyways. We're holding out.
we are a dinosaur in this industry for sure. Anyway, yeah, I saw this too. She was she's going to a press junket. Today she's going to be interviewing Amy Schumer.
My girlfriend was very jealous when I told her yesterday
For a movie that's going to be coming out. So anyway, well, she'll be joining us in just a little bit. I saw Dan this morning as I was coming into work. We pulled up next to each other at a traffic light
at like 4:50 in the morning.
Yes, and I looked over and I gave him that look, and he looked back at me and gave me that look back.
I did that thing where I pointed at my eyes and then I pointed at you.
Yeah, and then I did
like,
that.
Let's do this.
Yeah, and then I did that thing where you hold the brake down and then you rev it up to try and then the light went green and there was just a puff of smoke and Dan was a half mile down the road before I can even get through the intersection.
Oh, I threw that key in sport mode, baby. As soon as I saw you, I was like Dominic Toretto. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Do you really have a sport mode in your car?
I do.
I love that.
That Kia Forte is dangerous,
That's
baby.
That's a good car. I told you when you were looking at that car, like nothing but good things about that car. And my Jeep truck is a Lego brick on wheels and it is so slow. I step on the gas and it just, you hear it laugh at me.
I thought you okey-doked me like we were going to do the little race thing and then you just didn't move.
No, I stepped on the gas. That's what it does. There's no speed to that thing. It is meant to go over stuff. It is not meant to go swiftly.
I had Grease Lightning playing in my car. Had my racing gloves on.
Did you ever...
then I stopped because like, there's a lot of cops on this road. I should probably slow down.
Did you ever do a lot of that when you were younger? Just get a little...
Oh, 100%. We used to race all the time, but I was in beaters.
Yeah.
Like I had my like 1996 Nissan going as fast as it could until the wheel started to shake.
When I was a senior in high school, I got a cool little car. I got a, it was a, it's called a 2002. Most people have probably never heard of it. It's made by BMW. It's a 70s car. It was a, you know, when I got it, it was probably over a decade old. And it was only a four cylinder in it. It was a tiny little BMW, but it was a manual transmission, you know, it was
right.
Like a four speed. And I think my mom bought it for like $3,000. It was, you know, but the guy who had owned it previously had taken really good care of it. It was the original owner.
Hey, $3,000 isn't chump change back in the day.
No. It was a decent little car, and it was quick, and it was problematic for me. You do not give, you know, I think I got it when I turned 18, because I turned 18 the summer before my senior
right.
year of high school.
I was lucky enough that I couldn't afford a decent car until my decision-making got a little bit better as I got older.
It was...
Because I was dangerous in those beaters back in the day.
I remember when I got it, too. I got it, like I said, on my birthday. And where we lived, we were right near like where you cross over the intercoastal. You go over mm-hmm. a bridge. And I had never driven really a manual, but a few times. And there was a boat coming through, so I had to like put it, you know... I had to put it in neutral and wait, and then I got to put it in first gear to go up this hill, which I've never done before. Florida's flat, so I was
not a lot of hills in Florida.
Was not used to being on a hill with a manual transmission, and my mom and my stepdad followed me out just to, you know, as I was leaving, they were going to leave and just make sure I got off okay. And so I'm sitting there at the waiting for the thing to go up for the bridge, you know, to let us go through. And my mom comes up screaming and pounding on the window of my car. And I roll down the window. I'm like, what? She's like, idiot, you have it in reverse. She could see the reverse lights. So what I didn't know was this little four-speed, any car that I had driven reverse was like... was, you know, like over and up or something. And
right,
this one
right.
wasn't. This one was just reverse was like straight up or something. I thought I was in first gear and I was in reverse and I was about to step on it and I was going to smash my car into their car.
You were about to play dominoes all the way down the street.
Yes, with the car that she just handed me the keys to while she's driving her car.
Thank God for Carol.
I was not safe in that car. I got into I don't know how many accidents. One time I was flirting with this girl out in front of her house, and we were like chasing each other around the neighborhood, like, you know, tag. Yeah, I don't know. It was 18. I was dumb. It was a girl.
Sure.
And I went to jump in my car, and I was like, I'm out of here. And I went to pull out of her yard because I was parked on kind of on the grass a little bit. And when I didn't realize there was a car coming down the street, and I pulled out, and I hit that car, and it just ripped off my front bumper like opening a door. And I think I had the car maybe 90 days or something like that.
You don't get nicknamed Crash for nothing.
That is a
fact.
You got
to earn that title.
Yep, me and my brother were Crash and Crash too. All right, as we said, Kennedy is down in New York this morning. Let me try one more time. Kennedy, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey! There she is.
Good morning. Hello. We can hear you.
No.
I don't want to leave her up just in case.
In case she says something that she's not supposed to say.
Right. We'll get it worked out in just a minute.
Someone just texted in from the 857 when we're talking about the drag race this morning. She goes, I was expecting Carson to say the transmission fell out of his truck.
Yeah, right.
All the troubles you've had with that.
Yes, thing. I stepped on the gas and there was awful sounds. That's true. All right, we'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe coming up next on Mix 104.1. Hang on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So this was a cool moment for us. It happened yesterday on the show. We talked to Lynn from Saltwater Initiative for the Good Vibe Tribe. Here's just a little bit of what Lynn is doing with the Saltwater Initiative.
So what we do is we provide Cape Cod vacations for families that have autistic children and no financial means to go on a vacation. So anything the 200% poverty level or below. And we do this by partnering with hotels and resorts on Cape Cod only in their off-season, spring, fall, and the winter. And we put them in hotels that have an indoor pool, so if the weather isn't so great, they have that to look forward to. And we also provide $100 to the hotel restaurant for them to have a nice family meal and have nice memories from that. And that's what we do. And just the time away from your regular daily routine, it just really, it does a lot for you, I think, you know, and hopefully a walk on the beach, you just get a new perspective. So, yeah, that's exactly why I started it. I feel so lucky to be able to be there all the time in the summer, and I just wanted to give a little piece of that to people that just don't have that opportunity.
So that was Lynn from Saltwater Initiative, which is just incredible to hear that she's doing that.
It's amazing what she's doing. The Cape was a huge part of my childhood, and it's awesome that she's giving that to other people who might not have it.
Right. So we had her in the Good Vibe Tribe yesterday, and then after it aired, we got a phone call off the air. We decided to record the phone call, and we want you to hear what this woman said about the Saltwater Initiative. I asked her who she was, what her name was.
My name's Danielle, and I'm calling through Happy Tears. I'm a family that went on a Saltwater Initiative trip last year, and life-changing, amazing. Everything Lynn does is wonderful. And she focuses on families that have an autistic kid. So I have an autistic 7-year-old. She just had a baby brother that was under 1 at the time. We were a one-income family, never could have afforded it. And we got to relax for probably the first time in her 7 years of life. It was amazing.
Oh, wow. Were you just blown away when you heard her on the air this morning talking about it?
Yes! I was so excited. I'm like, I know her. And I'm glad they're getting the publicity because it was one of those, they're doing good things and nobody knows. It can be so much bigger if people help them out.
We actually got a text, too, while this was on the air. It said, my kids and I are going to the Cape tomorrow, courtesy of the Saltwater Initiative. My 6- and 9-year-old are so pumped for the indoor pool and to hit the beach.
It's the indoor pool, I believe, that right. makes it. We're so glad that you were able to share in something that obviously means so much to her, and to have you have experienced it, knowing that her mission has been fulfilled.
Thank you. And the indoor pool's awesome, because a lot of these autistic kids love the water, but they can't swim yet.
Yeah.
Right. So it was safe for my daughter to swim. She lived there.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that story with us, and we're glad you got to hear her on the show.
Thank you for having her.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. And that was what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
It just gives me goosebumps.
That was good stuff.
We always hear like what the charity is or what they're doing, but to hear the other side of it, of someone who's actually experienced it, mm-hmm. it was just incredible.
To hear how it impacted their life.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. You got something going on in your life that you want to celebrate, let others know about. There's somebody in your life that has accomplished something that you just want them to get the spotlight for a moment. That's what we're here for. Or it could be an organization that you've benefited from or you're a part of. So again, we'd love to have you be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text to set that up at 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it again. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. So as the country reels from the shock of Wednesday's deadly mid-air crash between an American Airlines passenger jet and a military helicopter, it's especially personal for members past and present of the Skating Club of Boston, which lost 6 of their community members. They were on their way back from the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Kansas, connecting through Reagan on their way back to Logan. And yesterday, the Skating Club of Boston had a press conference in which Nancy Kerrigan had this to say.
we are strong, and I guess it's how we respond to it. And so my response is to be with people I care about and I love and need. I needed support, so that's why I'm here.
Oh, wow.
It's just devastating.
The story's heartbreaking.
It is, but the way that they are surrounding each other and lifting each other up with grace, I think, is a true testament to
there's a
group of humans.
There's a really good article in the Boston Globe this morning that allows you to get to know those who died. I was reading about Spencer Lane, so he was one of the victims, and he was a young ice skater listening to his dad, Douglas, talk about his son. Was just... it really hit me because he was describing him. He was like, he was a lot. And that's why he was so good at ice skating, because when he found something that he was interested in, he put his all in it. And apparently, you know, this kid wasn't even going to regular school anymore. He was so dedicated to ice skating that, you know, he was homeschooling so that he could be in the rink practicing. And he was quickly becoming one of the young stars in the ice skating world. It's just so
it's awful.
Nobody should ever have to bury their child. I just can't imagine what those families are going through today. Obviously, we think about all of them, too.
We do. Pop stars, first responders, rock stars, and those who've lost everything in the devastating LA wildfires came together last night for Fire Aid, that massive benefit concert that combined performances with storytelling, survivors, and reminders. It was a night filled with surprises. There was a reunion of Nirvana, fronted by St. Vincent, Kim Gordon, and Joan Jett in the place of the late Kurt Cobain. Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet, came out. Lady Gaga closed up the show, powering through Shallow and Always Remember Us This Way from A Star Is Born. Green Day kicked off the show by launching into Last Night at Earth at the Kia Forum, and were joined by Billie Eilish, which was the first surprise of the night. And then he introduced Billy Crystal, who came out saying, "Our goal is simple tonight, to spend more money than the Dodgers spent on free agents."
Well, that's hard to do.
He told the audience, "You two offered the first big donation of the night, which was $1 million.
Wow.
And Crystal said that he was wearing the clothes he had on when he evacuated. He lost his home in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood that he lived in for 46 years. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Katy Perry, No Doubt, Earth, Wind & Fire, Dr. Dre, Joni Mitchell, Alanis Morissette, Stevie Nicks, Anderson .Paak, so many more. And John Mayer performed. Here's a bit of John. I don't have totals, but I can imagine. I haven't seen anything either.
I mean, that lineup is incredible, and they put it together in a month. I'm sure they raised
everybody wanted
tons
to
of
be
dough.
A part of it. So
yeah, you said they were doing two different shows, right? They did them at two different venues.
It was two different venues, six straight hours of music. It was at the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum.
Yeah, I'm definitely want to see that some of that this weekend.
And as we head into the Super Bowl, it's time for those prop bets. And Bet Online has released 13 prop bets related to one Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Some of the things
the
that you can bet
on. The star of the Super Bowl, really.
Indeed. How many times she will be shown on TV, whether she will appear with Kendrick during the halftime show, how often she and Travis will kiss on the field, whether she will be seen during the national anthem, if a live shot will appear before a touchdown happens.
Which color Gatorade will be dumped on her head after the Chiefs win.
And the major long shot bet is whether Travis will propose after the game. So
that would be,
you want to put your dollars down. There you go.
That's a big one.
I hope the Eagles win and smash those plans.
So do you think if he was going to propose and they lost, he would shelve it?
You don't propose after a loss.
He's not proposing at a football game. No. He's not.
Put your money where your mouth is. It's prop bets.
All right. I will put my money where my mouth is. It's not happening.
No, I don't think it is.
Come on,
either.
Big baller.
Yeah, that's what she wants to do, is be proposed to after his game.
It would be great if they did the Jumbotron thing, you know, where he goes up into the stands.
Kennedy, what if somebody did a big public proposal like that for you?
She loves
that. I wish they wouldn't.
She loves that sort of thing.
All the attention.
Yeah, she loves that sort of thing.
It's not for me, but it's for some people. But I just don't think that... You know, I think
is
also as a team player too, like you want to be celebrating with your team, not making it all about you, I would like to think, but what do I know? Anyway, that's what I got.
All right. Hey, too, don't forget, Sunday night is the Grammy Awards. We'll be talking a lot about that on Monday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop. Game time.
Kami Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. We got a heat wave going on in town.
Oh, yeah?
We do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 15 degrees warmer than it was yesterday.
Whee!
Fine heat wave.
Compared to yesterday?
Not a single digit. Not eight.
Yeah, it was like 15 last night or something crazy. Now it's 30.
Now it's a tropical 32.
It's a heat wave.
A water won't even freeze if you leave it outside for another degree.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alyssa from Lowell.
Lowell. Hi, Lowell. Alyssa.
Lowell.
Hey, how you doing?
Lowell.
Good, good.
Lowell.
Lowell.
All right.
Alyssa, you are a middle school phys ed teacher. You are used to shenanigans of 12-year-old boys, right?
Oh, yes, every day.
Okay, well. Hi, I'm Carson.
Welcome to the show.
It's me.
Alyssa, we got to bring dodgeball back in phys ed.
Actually, we play it every now and then.
Catching that rubber ball to the cranium.
What's the
teaches you a lot about life.
There's a newer game they play now, Gaga Ball, Dan. Have you played that?
No.
Oh, it's fun, actually. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Alyssa?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Kennedy cannot hear anything that is happening right now. Alyssa, are you ready?
Yep.
35 years ago today, in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. They've stopped operating in Russia, or they stopped operating in Russia in 2022 due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Who is the primary mascot of McDonald's?
Ronald McDonald.
Question number two. The makers of Stranger Things are developing a new show about residents of a retirement home battling an otherworldly evil. Which decade is Stranger Things set in?
The 80s?
Question number three. Counting Crows drummer Ben Mize turns 54 this weekend. In one of Counting Crows' biggest hits, Big Yellow Taxi, they sing the lyric, "They paved paradise and they put up blank."
I'm not sure.
Another Amazon warehouse.
Question number four. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are two of the most popular celebrities pictured when people read a romance novel, according to a survey. Pitt and Jolie were, of course, married. But can you name the Sling Blade actor Jolie was married to before that?
Not coming to me.
All right, and question number five. Will Smith finally enters the Matrix in his new video, Beautiful Scars. Will Smith notoriously turned down the part of Neo in the Matrix in order to star in Wild Wild West. What is the name of the agent in the Matrix who protects it?
I've actually never seen that movie.
Okay, that's going to be hard to know the answer. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! The first one's great, Alyssa. Then it's a little downhill from there.
Yeah, I'd see that. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Alyssa got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend. Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
35 years ago today, 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. They stopped operating in Russia in 2022 due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Who is the primary mascot of McDonald's?
Ronald McDonald?
No more American clown burgers.
And also a clown running
I went to the McDonald's
country,
in Moscow.
Really?
Okay. I did when I was in high school, yeah.
You went to Moscow in high school?
Yeah, all my girlfriends went to South Padre Island, and I went with my Latin club to London, Paris, Moscow. in St. Petersburg or Leningrad, whatever.
Oh, the Latin Club knows how to party. That's what I've heard.
I swear to God, that's what I did.
That checks out.
Well, we met up with a bunch of other nerds who did partay. People got sick off Heinekens.
Let's go.
Tied at one question. Wow, that's a new nugget.
It's nice you can still learn things about each other after all these years.
I know, right?
Tied at one, question number two. The makers of Stranger Things are developing a new show about residents of a retirement home battling an otherworldly evil. Which decade is Stranger Things set in?
The 80s.
Tied at two. Counting Crows drummer Ben Mize, 54, this weekend, in one of their songs, Big Yellow Taxi, they sing the lyric, they pay paradise and they put up blank.
A parking lot.
3-2. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are two of the most popular celebrities pictured when people read a romance novel. Pitt and Jolie were, of course, married, but can you name the Sling Blade actor Jolie was married to before that?
Billy Bob Thornton.
4-2, question number five. Will Smith finally enters The Matrix in his new video for the song Beautiful Scars. Will notoriously turn down the part of Neo in The Matrix in order to star in Wild Wild West. What is the name of the agent in The Matrix who protects it?
Morpheus?
No, Agent Smith.
Mr. Anderson.
Right.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Whee!
Good job.
Even in a different state.
Fun.
Yeah. You did good. Well, you have a great day at school today, Alyssa, with those middle schoolers, okay?
Thank you.
Do you want to shout out with school? No.
I'm going to keep it a secret.
Don't let anyone out of walking the mile. Rule with an iron fist.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Alyssa, and I can't be Kennedy.
Lol.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. The show is all yours. We have a fourth microphone. It is unoccupied, so you can have it. We want to hear what you're getting into this weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that number. How about you, Kennedy? What are you up to this weekend?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just
fine. What am I doing wrong? Anyway, I'm in New York. And I'm here because Netflix brought me here to see Amy Schumer's new movie called Kinda Pregnant, which I watched last night. And we can talk about that later. But today we get to do the press junkety part, which is where you get to meet the cast and you get to ask them questions and all of that. So I get to talk to Amy Schumer, Jillian Bell, Will Forte, Brianne Howie, Lizzie Broadway, and Urzilla Carlson. And I'm very, very excited.
Who are you wearing?
Who am I wearing? I haven't decided yet. I have two outfits. I haven't decided yet.
It's a little boutique designer called Old Navy.
French designer, Tajay.
This will be funny when the movie comes out, Dan. Save that clip.
And then you're going to go see a show tonight?
Oh, I sure am. Yeah, I completely forgot. Yeah, I'm going to see Death Becomes Her tonight since I was
in New York. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, you know, when I'm here, I might as well. And when you only need one ticket, sometimes you can sneak in there pretty inexpensively. So I found myself a ticket, so I'll probably take myself out to dinner and go see the show and then come back to my sweet little hotel and sleep and then get on a plane and I'll be right back on Saturday morning.
That's awesome. It's just fun being in New York City. This is the vibe.
I love it. I just love it.
Do you have a question prepared for Amy Schumer?
I have a lot. I've got paper upon paper upon paper. I took notes while I was watching the movie last night, so I'm just trying to decipher what I wrote in the dark.
Well, you know that I'm the expert when it comes to New York City and restaurants. Might I suggest one of my all-time favorite places for
Everybody
you?
Everybody knows that about you.
Yes, it's called TGIF. It's right by the bus station. If you're coming back on the Fung Hua, it's right there.
I'm not, thankfully, coming back on the bus. But
Harry the Puppet Guy is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
What's up, Harry?
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing, my friend? Will you have a big show this weekend?
I do, yeah. My friend Good News Gus is here. Good news, everybody. We have a show with the Puppet Showplace Theater in Brookline.
What will be happening at the show, Good News Gus?
Well, you know, Dan, that's a wonderful question, and I have the answer. It is a variety show. It's a one-man show, and the bald guy with the warm hand is going to be bouncing around the stage like a maniac. We have a new part of the show called a cranky, where we tell a story with this paper gets cranked across this big bold box. It's going to be really fun. And then I just decided, since it's a gold mine, I'm going to start shucking oysters live on stage.
There you go.
We love a callback, a puppet callback.
Can you put Harry back on, please, Gus?
Oh yeah, sorry, no problem. Thanks. Hello, Harry.
Oh, well, that's a master at work right there.
That
Dan.
Gus is a real wild card.
So yes, we have shows on Saturday and Sunday this week at the Puppet Show Place Theater in Brookline at 10:30 and 1 o'clock. The show is called The Loose Caboose. Bring your friends; we'll have a good time, right, Vera?
I've seen Harry live; he's legit.
I love him. I love that. Donna is from Marlborough. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
So your husband and your son are heading to Connecticut. This is really cool, Kennedy. Listen to this. Tell everybody why you're going.
We're going to Connecticut because they are competing in a combat robot competition.
Like BattleBots?
They're doing real-life BattleBots.
Yes. It's real-life BattleBots, except it's not 250-pound robots because he builds it in our basement. They have a 3-pound, a 12-pound, and a 30-pound category of robots competing. I know my husband does a 3-pound robot and a 12-pound robot, and my son does a 3-pound and a 30-pound robot.
I can only imagine what your basement looks like.
Oh, my gosh. My
it's a laboratory.
Basement, it's basically not my basement anymore. It's been taken over.
Is it just full of tools, electronics, shrapnel?
Just a lot of soldering in the middle of the night.
You don't want to go barefoot down there, I bet.
Exactly. Well, put it this way. The recent addition to the basement is a small CNC machine, if you know what that is.
Yes, it cuts out metal out of sheets of metal.
Yeah.
So you can fabricate the robots, I imagine.
Are your husband and son just both super geniuses? Who builds robots in their spare time?
well, my son got into it first, and then because my son actually is a graduate of WPI and with a degree in robotic engineering.
That checks out.
And for Christmas one year, since my husband thought it was really cool and he would go and watch him and stuff. And so for Christmas one year, he designed and built a robot for my husband, and then from there, it's just taken off where
I'm sure it's super cheap, too, right? spending every dime of the savings for a battle bot.
Well, it's been a very good, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas?
I need some capacitors and a razor blade. What?
Yeah, any kind of tool.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, well, call us on Monday and let us know how they did.
Please
I need
know.
To know how they did.
Is this on DraftKings? Can I bet on it?
I'm in.
Thank you, Donna. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text 617-655-1234. Talk about what you're getting into over the weekend. I'm honestly probably going to sit in front of the television a lot this weekend. Barrett has a lacrosse game on Saturday. He's doing the Sixes thing. It's like an indoor, kind of scaled down version of lacrosse. It's more like basketball. They don't have face-offs. Once a goal is scored, like the ball is in play, the goalie brings it up. They're going to be featuring it in the Olympics this summer. So he's doing that over the winter, which is kind of cool. I'm watching The Lincoln Lawyer.
Really?
Yeah,
I just got into that one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying it. I like the guy that is the lead actor in it.
Did you ever see the movie or read the book?
I think I did see the movie.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, but it's been so long.
It's a great series. I think they did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm just finishing up the first season, and then we're also watching The Night Agent.
How's that?
I'm enjoying it. We enjoyed the first season. There's shows that it's hard to find couples shows that we can both agree on that can also be on if Barrett is kind of meandering about. You know what I mean? Like you
No, I get it.
You can't have content that's too crazy with your 14-year-old walking in and out of the room for to get a snack because that's all he does anymore.
At what age can you guys watch rated R stuff with Barrett in the house?
No, I mean, it happens, but you know, you just try and be cognizant of it. You just don't want to...
Sure.
You know what I'm saying. Sometimes
no Game of Thrones.
No, there was a show Lana and Barrett tried to watch recently, and then next thing you know, it was just full blown everybody hooking up and naked. Lana's like,
"That's always weird when you're with your parents. You're like, oh, everyone look at the ceiling.
Everyone look at the ceiling, and then you try to find the remote and hit pause, and when you pause it, it's right in that moment." Denise is from Rockport, and she and her sister-in-law. You guys are doing what this weekend?
The PMC Winter Cycle at Fenway Park.
Okay, explain this to me.
It's five spin classes, 45-minute spin classes at Fenway for PMC.
Okay.
Now, that is awesome.
Are you outside or have you set up inside somewhere?
They set up inside at the 521 Overlook Club. I don't even know how many bikes there are. But
your quads come Monday are going to be feeling it.
Yeah.
But you're doing a good thing, and we love that.
Yes. Yes. Looking forward to it. We're actually extreme riders because we're doing all five sessions.
Is that the title they give you, extreme riders?
Yes.
It's badass. I'd want a patch. Like, I'm an extreme rider.
Yeah.
How about we just do one ride, and then we eat, like, a Fenway dog? Fenway Franks.
We did. Last year, we did one ride, and then this year, we're like, oh, let's just do all of them.
Yeah, no big deal.
Big deal.
That's a wonderful cause, by the way. Thank you for sharing that. Have a great time, Denise.
Just keep pedaling.
Allison is from Woburn. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, everyone.
Candles. It's all about candles.
Candles this weekend. Yeah, I launched a candle company around the end of November.
Okay.
And so I'm going to try and make 200 or so candles this weekend, starting to get ready for the craft fairs that'll be coming up with the good weather.
200, my goodness.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. I made 71 last weekend, but that was only on Saturday. I only poured them on Saturday, so I'm going to see what I can do.
Your house must have all types of aromas in it at all times.
Yeah, you can never tell what's going on. It's either Christmas or summer or fall.
Everything I learned about candle making was on a school trip to, I think, Gettysburg or Williamsburg, Virginia or something.
Yeah, old-timey.
Colonial Williamsburg had candles. Yep.
Yeah. How do you make a candle in 2025? Is there new technology?
Not really. It took me a long time to get my recipe down, though. There's a lot more than you would think involved in it. Like, you have to pick the right wax. You have to, stir it for 2 minutes once you put the fragrance in. You have to pick the right wick. So there's a lot in it.
It's all about the wick.
Basically, it's just, it's all about the wick.
There's so many jokes. We're just going to move on.
All right, let it go.
What is the name of the candle company if people want to buy your candles? Let's give a shout out. Let's sell some candles. Let's sell out. When's the drop?
Merch drop.
Thank you. It's MorganCreekCandle.com is my website.
Hold on. Morgan Wallen Candles? Is that what you said? Morgan what?
Creek.
Oh, stop it.
Morgan Creek.
Morgan Creek Candle.com is my website.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Morgan Creek Candle. All right. I have it now. Do you sell mandals?
Awesome.
I need one for my TV room. I like a mandal, but, you know, that's like got pine.
Why does it need a new name? Help me understand
it's
that.
Manly, it's manly
those,
sense, right? Kennedy, like cool names? Sports rush.
You need a special name so that you don't feel weird about buying a candle?
Yes,
that's
right.
Yeah.
I'm a big candle guy. Well, I have 20 in my house.
Is this yours, Luscious Lemon? Is that you?
Yes.
And Maine Blueberry.
And you have to try...
Maine blueberries.
Mountain pine is one for you, Carson.
All right, Carson's getting distracted.
I got distracted.
Mandel.
I need a mandel. Thank you. Thank you, Allison. Good luck with that. Go look her up. Again, the website is Morgan Creek Candle. V is from East Boston. Tell everybody what you're doing this weekend. An art show of some sort?
Yes, sir. We are hosting an art show in Medford, Massachusetts, 344 Salem Street from 12 to 4. The youngest artist is 13 on up, so we've got over 20 artists coming. stuff from $5 to $5,000, mostly under $100. But we're trying to support as much local art as possible in the local area and the youth.
I love this. Where in Medford is it again?
344 Salem Street.
Okay.
Them Studios.
All right. And it's 12 to 4 on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Will they be selling mandals there?
No. Hopefully. I will bring some just for you.
Thank you.
Every time you say mandals, I can hear Kennedy grit her teeth in New York City.
You were right, Dan.
Thank you, V. Producer Dan, how about you? What are you getting into this weekend?
So tonight I'm going out to dinner at a little place in Medford called Razzo's. Best chicken parm in the game.
Talk to me, Dan.
Best chicken parm in the game.
Louder for the people in the back.
And I put vodka sauce on it instead of the red sauce because I'm a little dangerous.
That's my guy.
Ooh. I live a little dangerously.
Delicious. Vodka Dan, everybody knows that about you.
Everybody knows that about me. So we're going out tonight. That'll be fun. And then Saturday morning, I'm getting up and taking my mother to the airport so she can go back to Florida. She is done with Massachusetts. This is the first time she has seen snow in several years, and turns out she still doesn't like it.
She forgot.
Never coming back in the winter, I think. I won't see her for a while. She didn't enjoy her trip.
Nancy Preston's like, I'm out. Deuces.
So, yeah, dropping her off, and then I don't know. The rest of the weekend's an open book.
All right. Good deal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to our good friends Meredith and her son Maxim.
Well, hello, friends. How are you?
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. They are on their way to school. Meredith, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the New York studios?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Yes, Kennedy is in New York getting ready to go to a press junket. Press junket for the new Amy Schumer vehicle.
Sound like you're in the biz.
That sounds like an interesting one.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that today is a special game for us. We're playing. We tragically just lost my sister, so just 2 nights ago, just medical emergency. So we're playing for her.
Oh
so
no!
We're shooting for a win.
I'm sorry to hear that, Meredith. So, what is your sister's name?
Natalie, and she was the light of any place that she went to. So we're playing for her today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, well, we're thinking about Natalie. Let's get to it. It's Can't Beat Kennedy, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
We are.
Matthew Lillard is coming back for Scream 7. His character, Stu, was one of the killers in the original.
Spoiler alert.
And he died.
Spoiler alert.
Did he? Matthew Lillard is also known for playing which classic Scooby-Doo character?
I'm going to say Fred.
Question number 2. Giselle Bundchen showed off her baby bump in a video about happiness. What was Giselle's relationship with the father of her baby before it became romantic?
Wait, can you repeat that one?
Yeah, Giselle Bundchen. What was her relationship with the father of her baby before it became romantic?
Before it became romantic?
Yes, they knew each other beforehand, before they started dating. You're not going to guess.
I don't know that one.
All right.
Wait, the Scooby-Doo one. Max, what's the...
You can't go backwards.
We've moved on, Meredith. Question number 3. This is what...
I was like Freddie Prinze Jr., but Shaggy. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, which movie is this Chevy Chase line from? Take a listen.
Can I ask you something?
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny,
I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia, is it?
Nah, I didn't think so. It's just that my dad, Hank, he can't afford it. I haven't even told him about the scholarship I didn't get. I'm gonna end up working in a lumber yard the rest of my life.
What's wrong with lumber? I own two lumber yards.
I notice you don't spend too much time there.
Not sure where they are.
Name the movie?
It's so good.
You wanna try, Max?
All right, question number four. Amy Schumer tried Ozempic 3 years ago. Even though she lost 30 pounds quickly, it made her super sick, and she ended up bedridden, vomiting, and exhausted. Ozempic was originally approved by the FDA for the treatment of which disease?
Diabetes.
Question number five. Harry Styles turns 31 this weekend. Which of these three ladies are not one of Harry's ex-girlfriends? Taylor Swift, Florence Pugh, or Kendall Jenner? Which one is not?
What was the second one you said?
Taylor Swift, Florence Pugh, or Kendall Jenner. Which one is not?
The second one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Meredith and Maxim got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friends.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Not bad.
Matthew Lillard is coming back for Scream 7. His character, Stu, was one of the killers in the original, and he died.
Spoiler alert.
Or did he? Matthew Lillard is also known for playing which classic Scooby-Doo character?
Shaggy.
1-0. Giselle Bundchen shows off her baby bump in a video about happiness. What was Giselle's relationship with the father before it became romantic?
He was her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Tom Brady's punching the air
right now. I was thought you...
2-0. Question number three. Kennedy, which movie is this Chevy Chase line from? Take a listen.
Can I ask you something?
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny. I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia, is it?
Nah, I didn't think so. It's just that my dad, Hank, he can't afford it. I haven't even told him about the scholarship I didn't get. I'm gonna end up working in a lumber yard the rest of my life.
What's wrong with lumber? I own two lumber yards.
I notice you don't spend too much time there.
Not sure where they are.
They are. The world needs ditch diggers, too. That's Caddyshack.
3-0. Caddyshack is correct. Amy Schumer tried Ozempic 3 years ago. Even though she lost 30 pounds quickly, it made her super sick, and she ended up bedridden, vomiting, and exhausted. Ozempic was originally approved by the FDA for the treatment of which disease?
Diabetes.
4-1. Question number five. Harry Styles turning 31 this weekend. Which of these three ladies are not one of his exes? Taylor Swift, Florence Pugh, Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner?
No, he dated
Taylor
her.
Swift?
It was Florence Pugh, actually.
Florence Pugh?
Good
you
guess,
got it.
Kennedy.
There
you
I'll go. Get there. I'll get there.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Meredith and Maxim, unfortunately, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. We are Meredith and Maxim from Leominster. We can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
All right, normally we would have Kennedy's Impossible parody here, but Kennedy is actually traveling this weekend. She left after the show yesterday to go down to New York. She's part of a press junket for the new Amy Schumer film called Almost Pregnant, which is Kind of Pregnant.
Yeah,
it's going to be on Netflix movie coming. When does the movie come out?
February 5th.
Okay. You got to see the film last night, but I know it's embargoed.
Embargoed.
So these things are pretty cool. They, you know, fly you to a different city and you get to go and see the movie before anybody else. And actually, they told us last night that we were the first people to ever see the movie in its entirety, like the first people who weren't involved with it to see the whole thing. This was their first screening ever.
That was very cool.
And it was at this nice, fancy little hotel here in New York that has an actual screening room in it. I thought we were going to go to a movie theater. We went to this hotel, and they had a cocktail hour and people bringing cocktails.
I saw all the videos you were posting last night with your ladies, and it seemed like there were lots of cocktails.
There was a champagne toast. I knew I had to get up this morning, so there wasn't a lot for me. But
let me ask you, can we go back to the screening room real quick?
Yeah.
So how many people does it sit?
Gosh, I don't know, Carson.
I'm so
bad with geography.
Like 10? 100?
No, like maybe 50-ish or so, maybe more.
That's crazy cool.
So we got there, and we were like right on time because, you know, radio morning people are always right on time. And so we got there and there were people who worked at the hotel and they were like, I don't know if you're VIPs, if you're supposed to be coming in this room or stay in this room. And I'm like, oh, well, whatever works. We're just happy to be here. And then the girl from Netflix comes in and she goes, oh, no, no, no. Let them in. So we got to go in the fancy room with a coat check of all things, you know, and like I said, drinks. And they gave us these lovely, you know, like little burgers and little bacon wrapped scallops and stuff like that.
Did you feel like a real media member? Because so often we're just in this room, just the three of us making silly jokes. But to be like flown out and winding down by Netflix is cool.
It's pretty cool. And I also got to be there with three of, you know, my sisters in our company here. It's always nice to see other women that I work with in this industry. You know, we have stations all over the United States and it's really nice to see ladies from Chicago and Detroit and here in New York. So I love that opportunity. And then at one point this guy comes up to me and he was like, I was at this table filled with women and he walks right up to me and he goes, you look famous, are you in the movie? Now I am sitting with young beautiful women. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, are you talking to me?
You're Auntie
no,
Kennedy.
You're not talking. Did you mean her? You know,
did and you I'm say like, yes?
No. No, I did not. I just like,
I would have
no,
been like,
no,
yes, darling.
Thanks for asking. And but a funnier part is that the hotel I'm staying at, it's different than the hotel where the junket's going to be. Used to be owned by Leona Helmsley. And I don't know if you know who she is or not.
I do not.
Was one of the biggest property owners in New York City in the 80s. She owned the Empire State Building. She started the trend of turning apartment buildings into condos. And this place where I'm staying, the hotel, was her hotel. And they have put a restaurant on the penthouse floor, which was her place where she lived, at a huge giant terrace that you can sit on that's sort of outdoors-ish. And like that's where she sat and had her coffee every morning. And I thought that was fascinating.
Did you have a Leona Helmsley moment just out on the...
No, because I like to think I'm a nice person, and she was a terrible human being.
Oh, okay.
However, the person who was the host, he came around and he said, this is the terrace. We have not changed anything except to add seats. And he's like, she used to sit out here with her coffee. I saw a video of her being interviewed from a news station saying, I just sit here in the morning and I count my properties. She would just sit there and count all the things that she owned.
I own that.
Yeah, she was a terrible person. She went to prison for tax fraud.
She was investigated and convicted of federal income tax evasion and other crimes in 1989.
Yeah. Initially, she was called the Queen of Maine.
She had 4 years. She was required to serve only 19 months in prison and then 2 months house arrest. During the trial, a former housekeeper testified that she had heard Helmsley say, we don't pay taxes, only the little people pay taxes.
That's right. That is very much who she was. And
good views, though.
When she died, she left most of her money like to her dog because she was estranged from her family because she was so mean. But anyway, I tell you this story because I'm fascinated by her. I've listened to 8 million podcasts and read books and all of that. Right. I just, like, to me, she's in my pop culture lexicon.
Right.
And I'm talking to all the young girls that I'm here with and I'm like, oh my God, you guys, Leona Helmsley, like, lived in our building. And they're like, who?
All the young people.
And I'm like, I got to get out of here. So... You know, sometimes you just know too much and you should shut up. And that's what I did. So today I get to go. As soon as I'm done here, I'll run back to the hotel and change and put on makeup and look like a real person. And then I get to interview Amy Schumer. I get to interview Jillian Bell. I get to interview Will Forte. I'm super excited about it. The movie was really funny. I can't tell you more than that, but I'm super excited about it.
Embargo. I like Amy Schumer. She can be polarizing for some people. I think she's super endearing and funny, and I just love everything that I see her in. I like watch her stuff all the time. And then Will Forte is just like the best.
I'm super excited to meet him. I hope I don't geek out too hard.
I hope you
do. I'm trying to remain cool. But I got presents for everybody, so
of course
I'm excited about that part.
Are you going to give us a little hint as to what you got them?
Oh, I'll tell you because I know they're not listening. So, you know, my girlfriend Mel from Mel the Clothing, the one who makes all of my sparkly things for Deck the Hall Ball and all that.
Yes.
She made little clutch purses for all the girls that say kind of pregnant that have the logo of the... of the movie.
That's gonna go
they're all
over
like
huge.
Glittery. Well, my hope is that they'll, since they all have one, that they might wear it to the premiere and give her a little love. But
ooh.
And then I found out that Will Forte is a huge Donkey Kong player. Like he has high scores on things. So I found like a Donkey Kong toy that I'm gonna give him.
Well, he was so good on SNL. Just fantastic.
He's really good in this movie, too.
Right.
They all are. It really is good. Yep. So.
Okay. Well,
just
Kennedy.
My New York life.
Kennedy just living her best New York life. Can you do a New York accent yet? I mean, you've been there a whole day.
Say coffee. Is some coffee? Yeah.
That's
you guys want some coffee?
That's actually not bad. Kennedy.
Get out of here. The Jets are terrible, but I love them.
It's getting better by the second. I'm appreciating this.
Freaking tourists.
All right, it's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop.
Game time.
Gambie Kennedy brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Those cars run forever.
Mm-hmm.
They really. You just buy one of those and you'll be done for the rest of your life.
Great in the snow.
All right, Kennedy, say good morning to, hold on, don't have my notes in front of me, I apologize. Melissa's from Carver.
Cava.
Hi. Good morning.
Melissa's got the day off, so she's doing adulting things like getting her oil changed.
Oh, I need to do that too.
Good times.
And I love it when you go to the oil change place, it's always fast.
Yeah, and I just put it off like an idiot.
Right, and then
you
they
always
come
need differential fluid. Why is it always differential?
They're
going
to upsell you an air filter.
Yes,
for sure.
Say no to everything. Hey, listen.
No, big no. I learned my lesson.
No. I know you're getting an oil change, ma'am, but you also need 4 new tires, and your steering wheel is bad.
They try it.
You need a new flux capacitor in this thing.
All right, Kennedy, out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, Charlie.
5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, as you know, that is a loss for you. Kennedy can no longer hear anything that is happening. Question number one. David Beckham posted a thirst trap of him in a very tight boxer brief to promote the clothing brand that he's partnered with. Which Spice Girl is he married to?
Posh Spice. Victoria Beckham.
If I were David Beckham, I would be half naked 24/7.
I wouldn't even own clothes.
I would never wear a shirt.
Yeah. The world is lucky I don't have abs. I'd be insufferable.
Sam Hunt won't face charges for driving without an interlock device. He got pulled over near Nashville for speeding last week, and when the cops ran his info, it said he was supposed to have a breathalyzer in his car.
Whoops.
What is the name of Sam Hunt's biggest song?
Oh, man. I don't know country that well. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Body like a back road, I think he said.
Question number three. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born today in 1919. He was the first black ball player to break the color barrier in professional baseball. His number is retired in every ballpark in the country and was also the name of a movie about his life that starred the late Chadwick Boseman. What number is it?
He was 42.
Question number four. Justin Timberlake, celebrating his 44th today, finished the opening lyric to this song, Can't Stop the Feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when
I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Question number five. The third and final season of Squid Game is coming in June. How many players compete in Squid Game?
It is... Crap. I think it was 456 of them.
What was the number?
No. So, I don't know. I didn't see that one either.
You didn't see it, but you just rattled off a number that was the answer?
My son's always calling out these stupid squid game, so that's one of the numbers I recognize.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Things to make you go. Things to make you go. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melissa got 4 out of 5, Dan?
Allegedly.
Hell yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Your face.
My face right now.
Your face.
Not your face. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
David Beckham posted a thirst trap of him in very tight boxer briefs to promote the clothing brand that he's partnered with. It's Boss, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Which Spice Girl is he married to?
Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham.
I like that brand right up until I look at the price tag and I'm like, well, put that back.
Mm-hmm. But it'll make you look like David Beckham.
It's going to take a lot more money than that. Title one, question number two. Sam Hunt won't face charges for driving without an interlock device. Apparently got pulled over in Nashville for speeding last week. And when the cops ran his info, it said he was supposed to have a breathalyzer in his car. What is the name of his biggest hit, Kennedy?
Body Like a Back Road.
Why do you say it's so sad?
Because it's not my favorite song.
Tied at two. Question number three. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born today in 1919. He was the first black ball player to break the color barrier in professional baseball. His number is retired in every ballpark in the country and was also the name of a movie about his life starring the late Chadwick Boseman. Name the move, or what number is it?
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 13 or 31. 31? That's not right.
42. Mm. 3-2 for Melissa. Question number four. Timberlake turning 44 today. Finish the opening lyric to this one, Kennedy.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up no ceiling when...
We're flying up no ceiling when we're up no ceiling when we're in our zone. That's not right.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Pull that one out.
Tied at three, going to the final question, which Melissa maybe got right. I don't know. I still don't know if she
got it.
I don't know.
Hey, without ever seeing it, that's insane.
Is there anybody else with you in the car?
I don't watch that crap. My kids watch it, but I don't watch it.
Is there anybody in the car with you?
My older son, yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian. All right. Here we go, Kennedy. The third and final season of Squid Game is coming in June. How many players compete in the Squid Game?
456.
That is correct.
Did you recently just watch Squid Game?
I just started watching season two, yes.
Yeah. What do you think so far, Kennedy?
I just, man, I can only watch so much, man. I can only watch so many people, you know, I can only watch so much, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new show on TV that I would like to recommend for you to check out. It's called The Simpsons. It's very funny.
It's what brings me joy every day, Carson.
And most people don't die.
There's that.
So we end up in a 4-4 tie, unfortunately, with the tie, Melissa. You don't get the cash, but thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from Carver, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Brian.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Brian's a chatty patty.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Anna from Braintree.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Kennedy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
She's headed to Dunk's. She does the iced coffee.
As one does, yeah.
Of course, in Braintree, it takes you an hour to get... From Braintree to Braintree, mm-hmm. So that's probably fun.
Iced coffee in the dead of winter like a true New Englander.
Yes.
And flip-flops and shorts, too.
Do you have a shamrock tattoo somewhere on your body?
No, not yet.
Cleaning the snow off your car. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Anna?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So there are five trivia questions. It's all about pop culture this morning, Anna. If you get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy's right. These are tough. I usually say that to Kennedy. I'm going to say it to you up front right now. These are hard. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Which singer is known for the hit song Rolling in the Deep?
Adele.
Leonardo DiCaprio's friends think his new girlfriend, 26-year-old Italian model Vittoria Ceretti, has him whipped. But he doesn't care because he's never been, and I quote, this in love or devoted to a woman before. True or false, Leo has an Academy Award.
True.
Question number three. Justin Baldoni was going to make a Pac-Man movie, but that might not happen now because of the controversy over It Ends With Us. Which actress is he in a legal battle with right now?
Blake Lively.
What year did Madonna release Like a Virgin? Was it 1982, 1983, or 1984?
Ooh, 84.
Question number five. In The Office, what is the name of Angela's cat that Dwight kills by putting her in the freezer?
I want to say, is it Whiskers?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! It's fun watching you frantically wave at your phone to try to get her in from
yeah.
New York.
Yeah, Kennedy's doing the show from New York, so she's like turning.
We got to find a ways.
I know. We got to make it happen through technology.
We make it work. Yep.
Kennedy, Anna got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, my gosh. Well done,
Anna. This is tough.
Yeah, these are very hard. I told Anna this before we started.
$1,000 might be going away. We're going to find out.
Oh, no.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Which singer is known for the hit song Rolling in the Deep?
Adele.
Tied at 1. Leonardo DiCaprio's friends think his new girlfriend, 26-year-old Italian model Vittoria Ceretti, has him whipped. But he doesn't care because he's never been, and I quote, this in love or this devoted to a woman. Until she turns 27.
He's already too old.
That's an editorial comment.
Yeah. You're 50. Just date one woman who remembers the 90s.
True or false, Kennedy? Leo has an Academy Award.
He does, true.
Yes, it was for The Revenant. He's been nominated as a lead actor, I think, 4 times, once as the supporting actor. Question number three. Justin Baldoni was going to make a Pac-Man movie, but that might not happen now because of the controversy over It Ends With Us. Which actress is he in a legal battle with right now?
Blake Lively.
We don't need a Pac-Man movie. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Dan?
I'd probably watch it.
Tied at 3. How about Q-Bert? Can we get a Q-Bert movie? Question number 4. What year did Madonna release Like a Virgin? Was it 1982, 1983, or 1984?
I was in the 84.
That's incredible. Nice
job.
Oh,
that was the one that was going to decide the game.
Wow.
I remember specifically going to Express to buy the black bracelet things that year after she came out with that video.
Yeah, I was a teenage boy. I was a big fan of that video. 4-4. Question number 5. In the office, what is the name of Angela's cat that Dwight kills by putting her in the freezer?
Oh, I have no idea.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkle.
Yes, he lied to her. He said she died and then he put her in the freezer so she wouldn't smell the place up. But then they found scratch marks inside the freezer.
Dark?
It was dark, but also very funny.
Oh, my God.
4-4 is the final score.
Well done.
Unfortunately, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win, Anna. You don't get the $1,000. You represented yourself.
It was a good game.
Very well, though. Yes.
But you do get a nice coffee from Dunks.
Yes.
I do.
As a parting gift that you have to pay for.
Yeah, we're going to let you pay for
that. That I pay for.
In fact, will you pick us up one? Mine's almost empty.
If you could get some munchkins and send them out the studio, it would be ideal.
I got mine right here. Not even playing.
Name a better sound.
Oh, that's the best. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Anna from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.